T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carl Calabrese is joining us live from Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese and Associates. NY27, Republicans already lining up for next year's election. Carl, Chris Jacobs says he's in. Michael Caputo says on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 5 right now. We know there are others like Stefan Mihailu, Rob Ort. How wide open is this?
Look, it's very wide open, and it's very early, Susan. You know, not only has the 2020 presidential cycle been moved up into the first half of 2019, but apparently now the NY27 congressional cycle is in the first half of 2019. I can't remember a situation like this, but I think it is going to be wide open. Remember this, Republicans really abhor primaries. Because they're the minority party, they fear that having a primary can divide the party. If you go into a general election divided as a minority party, you're almost certain to lose. Democrats, it's more of their culture to have primaries, and because they enjoy such an overwhelming voter enrollment advantage in Erie County, oftentimes they know that even with some divisions going into a general election, they can survive. And in fact, in many seats, the election isn't in November at all. It's the primary, which is now in June. So for Republicans to have a primary against an incumbent member of Congress, very unusual. And I think you're going to see the floodgates open now that Chris Jacobs has been the first to be the first in line. You're going to see a whole bunch of other people decide, well, it's going to happen anyways. I want to be the first to be the second in line.
There's got to be a sense of security, though, in that district, given how red it is and has been in the past, that, you know, people are maybe thinking, well, if I can get out of this primary, the general election should be pretty easy.
Well, yes, but remember, Brian, the district will cease to exist as we know it after 2020. Now that the Democrats control all three branches of government in New York State and will command the reapportionment process following the 2020 census, I guarantee you what we know is District 27 will cease to exist. It will be much less Republican. It may not be Republican at all. So what I've heard from certain Republican leaders is they're thinking the long game now. They're saying, okay, who is the best candidate, not just to win NY27, because I think almost any Republican can win NY27, but who is the best Republican to go into 2022 as an incumbent in a much different and much less favorable district? Who is that person? That's also in play here.
Carl, what about Chris Collins? Do you think he'll run?
You know, we've got a lot of open questions here, Susan. First of all, that's the first one. Will Chris Collins run? Secondly, what will the 8 county Republican chairs who make up this district do when it comes endorsement time? Will they endorse Chris Collins if he says he's going to run? Will they endorse a challenger? Will they not endorse anybody and go into have an open primary and let everybody fight it out? That's an open question. Will Chris Collins run if he doesn't get the endorsement? Let's say he decides he's going to run. Will he do it with or without the endorsement? That's also an open question. So I think we just have to stay tuned until some of this stuff just kind of shakes out.
Well, is that, I mean, given how far out we are right now, I mean, might that question kind of be made up for Chris Collins because he's set to go on trial in February of 2020? That's well before a general election.
Absolutely. Chris Collins' decision on running for re-election is going to be driven by what happens in his court case. If he is convicted next year, I believe he will be precluded from running for re-election, and then you've got an open field. But if he's acquitted, again, all of those open questions will come into play. But we're having this discussion probably 8 or 9 months earlier than we would have in normal times.
Yeah, we sure are. Okay, Chris Jacobs, what does he have working for him?
Well, he's got a known name. He's got a good record as a state senator. He has the ability to raise money and even self-fund a campaign with his own personal resources. And he's proven that he can attract Democrat votes and independent votes. And I think that's what's on the mind of some GOP leaders now, again, looking post-2020 into the 2022 race.
What do you make of the attacks that have already been slung Chris Jacobs' way by Chris Collins, attacking his conservative record, saying he doesn't stand with the president, things like that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. This is going to be a Donnybrook if we have an open primary or we have a primary with or without Chris Collins in it. You've all already seen stuff on Mihailu issuing the same kind of criticisms and attacks against Jacobs. It signals that this is not going to be the traditional, polite gentleman-type Republican primary. It's going to be a tough one, bare knuckles, gloves off. Be very interesting for folks in your business, let's say that.
Carl Calabrese, political strategist, joining us live this morning. We're talking about NY27, the early interest in this race with Chris Jacobs already in and several others considering a run. Carl, just on the last point we were talking to you about, how big will the Trump factor be in NY27?
Well, in this race of 2020, it will be very big because Donald Trump is very popular, at least by the last polls I saw, in NY27. That, of course, could change as we get closer to the actual election. But right now, and in the last election, Donald Trump was extremely popular in NY27. One of those counties I'm familiar with, Wyoming County, which is in NY27, Donald Trump got 83% of the vote in Wyoming County, the highest percentage of votes in any county in New York State. So ground is very favorable for Republicans running with Donald Trump in 2020. Post-2020, with a new district, and whether or not Donald Trump even survives 2020, open question.
How are Democrats looking at this race right now? What do you expect them to do? Because I think it's easy to look at this and say, they couldn't beat somebody under federal indictment last time. What chance do they really stand?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty logical conclusion, a pretty logical way of looking at it. Again, if Chris Collins is convicted, then it's a moot point. He won't be running. If he is acquitted, he's got a powerful case to go to the voters and say, I had my day in court. Government attempted to prove charges. They failed. I'm an innocent man. I've been a good congressman. I ask for your reelection. That's a good argument. That's a powerful argument. And he'll use it, and he should use it if he's acquitted.
Do you think McMurray is interested again?
Well, he says he is, and he's making the rounds and meeting with Democrat leaders and Democrat voters across the district. It'll be interesting to see. Again, if there's no incumbent in the race, I think you'll see other Democrats get in other than Mr. McMurray. Who they are, I don't know yet, but I'm sure a number of them are starting to do their calculations and decision-making process as we speak.
Carl, we're so far out. It's one thing for somebody running for president to be in a long campaign cycle, but can somebody running for a congressional seat, really go the distance when we're talking 18 or more months?
Well, yes, they can, provided a couple of things occur. First of all, can they raise the funds to be able to begin to build the infrastructure you need to build to run a campaign for Congress? And number two, can they avoid a gaffe? one of the problems with being in the spotlight for so long is it increases the chances that, the next reporter that sticks a microphone under your mouth and asks you a question, you say something that all of a sudden becomes page one controversy. And that's the downside of being out front too early. And, they have to be, any candidate out this early has to be very cognizant and very careful of that.
And fatigue would have to be an issue too, right?
It can be. You wonder about the whole voter fatigue, Trump fatigue, political fatigue that we're already starting to see signs of. But, that will not deter a candidate who thinks he or she has a really good shot at this seat from getting out early if they believe that that's to their advantage to get out early. But it does have downsides, and if you're a candidate, you ought to weigh that. And in fact, some Republican leaders have told me that, there are other candidates out there that are fine with the scenario with Chris Jacobs getting out early for that very reason I said, that it increases the chances of a gaffe, a mistake. And, if you get the kind of fighting we've already seen with Mihailu, Collins, and Jacobs, the feeling is let them beat each other up for a while. Let them draw blood, and I'll get in a bit later and look a little more like a statesman, and and see if there's a clear path to a nomination and eventually a victory.
Hey, Carl, one more for you. How much of a blow is this for state Republicans? You know, Chris Jacobs is going to be giving up his state Senate seat. He's a Republican holding that seat in, you know, a district that's going to be hard for Republicans to win. And, you know, they've already lost that majority in the state Senate. Is this like a big blow to their chances of ever regaining that majority?
Could be, Brian. Republicans are looking at a number of seats that went Democrat from downstate Long Island area as their best opportunity to win back the Senate in 2020. And as you know, the best time, the best chance you have to beat an incumbent is at their first re-election. So the Republican campaign committee is already centered on downstate. They weren't anticipating a seat like this going, or being open and possibly being taken by a Democrat. So that's in play. But the other thing about Republicans have a big hill to climb because it's a presidential election year. And one thing happens for sure in a presidential election year, and we know this. The number of Democrats who come out and vote spikes. You can follow it every 4 years. Add to that a very unpopular president in Donald Trump running in New York State. That will drive an even bigger Democrat vote. And so that's a big obstacle. It's going to be a tough hill to climb for the Republicans with or without Chris Jacobs' seat in play.
All right. It's going to be one long campaign season. Carl, thanks. That's Carl Calabrese, political strategist.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.